Welcome to Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my pastor, dad, and co-host, Sean.
That was totally out of order, Jaquel.
I just wanted to mix it up,
Dad. I don't like that.
Get a little wild.
Do it the other way.
Get
again.
A little crazy.
Nope, I don't like it. Do it the other way.
Okay, you're here with my
what?
Co-host.
You're here with my?
I'm talking to the listeners right now, Dad.
Okay, tell them who they're here with.
Okay, listeners, you're here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Yeah, they are.
Over there, that's Sean.
Right here.
Yeah.
I am the voice in your ears.
Pastor Dad.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you, Jaquel.
Co-host Sean and Dad Pastor.
Oh my goodness.
There we go.
Okay, listen, here we are. Let's just lay this out.
Are we gonna level with the listeners?
Let's just level with our listeners. We're okay. On take four here.
I know.
We're having a technical difficulty. We have had some, we thought we were recording some radio gold.
Oh, it was good, people.
Like radio gold, like hard-hitting, serious business kind of stuff.
Not like last week.
And I looked down at my computer and it stopped.
Yeah.
Like three times. This is take four?
This is four, yeah.
So I just want our listeners to know how hard we work for you.
We work really hard,
you guys. We're working for a living and we're really trying to bring this podcast together for you, but we don't know what's going on. So I got to keep a close eye to make sure. Here we go. We're coming up to 135.
Okay.
This is where it kept stopping.
Yes. Yeah,
so here we are, 134,
all right, so
135,
our listeners are
136.
In this with us.
We are past 135,
all right,
Jaquel.
All right.
This is uncharted territory.
This is go.
All right, let's get down to business.
Okay, we have some very serious business.
Serious business.
We have some hard-hitting issues that we need to discuss.
No, they're not issues. It's just one.
Well, it's one issue.
How many issues?
But it feels so big.
I can only see
that
one.
I'm gonna call it multiple issues.
I can only see one bottle with a screwdriver sitting on our table.
One bottle, one screwdriver. That's two issues.
Okay. But really, they're both one. They've come together to form one item.
Well, that's true.
So it's really just one issue.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll
so
go with it.
What
We've
is
got
the
an
issue?
Issue?
Okay. Just a minute. Let me get my investigative journalistic glasses on.
You got it.
Here we go.
All right. And don't worry, people. We'll be putting a pic of this up
on
Instagram.
Yeah, we will.
So you'll be able to picture Dad in his investigative journalist glasses.
Looking at the bottle.
Very
investigating
keenly.
It.
So for new listeners, we found this bottle on our podcast desk with a screwdriver.
Everybody knows about the bottle.
Everybody's
talking about it.
Everybody in the world.
There's a hashtag out there for the bottle. I'm sure there should be.
Okay, well, if there isn't, there definitely
should be. It
should be
hashtag screwdriver in the bottle.
Okay.
It's going all over Twitter. It's all the craze. All the celebrities are talking about it.
Well, then, obviously, I don't even need to say anything except that
you really
there's
should,
a bottle with a screwdriver in it that we found on our desk.
Yes.
Next to Travis's Bible. Yep. Travis, that's my brother.
Yeah, he's your brother.
Yeah.
My son.
He's a nice lad, a good lad. But
I like him.
But apparently, he's also a lad of mystery.
Oh, he is a man of mystery.
Because of this bottle.
Oh, yeah.
With a screwdriver in it. And a bottle with a screwdriver in it.
And we're wondering, why is the screwdriver in the bottle?
I'm sure this question has consumed our listeners since we brought this to their attention.
It consumed me. And,
why?
And I'm thinking, I got to get to the bottom of this.
So, what did Dad do?
Yeah.
Well, he went right to the source.
Right to the source?
My brother, Travis.
Your brother.
Yeah.
He's your brother.
Your son.
He's my son.
My brother, Travis.
Yeah.
And said, we've got this bottle.
Yeah.
With a screwdriver in it.
How did it get there?
And
why did you do it? I said, Travis, why did you do it? I got the light in his face.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grilling him. Why did you do it,
He's
son?
He's sitting at the
why
table.
Why did you do it?
In the dark. But the light is flashing on him, and in that moment, he realized he had no other choice.
He had nowhere to go.
But to tell us the truth.
So I slammed my hand on the table. I said, tell me, boy, why did you put the screwdriver in the bottle? And he said, Jaquel.
For fun.
You couldn't even say it with a straight face.
I'm sorry. I was too busy picturing you slamming the table.
For fun.
For fun.
For fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
I put the screwdriver in the bottle for fun.
Listen, people, this is what happens when it takes four tries to get an episode down.
Yeah.
Jaquel is off in the world of what happens with Grammy after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going, who's Grammy? Everybody knows who Grammy is. Come on.
All the celebrities are tweeting about it.
Like, hashtag Grammy. Who doesn't know who Grammy is? Grammy is my mom. Jaquel's Grammy.
Hashtag Grammy.
Oh, my goodness. This is bad.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm Would pulling it together. Down? I'm anyway, pulling it back together.
The point with Grammy is that after 10 o'clock, Grammy gets to giggling.
Yeah.
And so she's having a good time. And so her and Jaquel, when they get together after 10 o'clock and they start giggling, oh, man, look at it. Yeah,
and we're
it's
starting
crazy.
Early tonight.
Well, it's not, I mean, goodness sake, it's 7:59.
Yeah. Wow, we're being very specific.
Yeah. Well, I looked down at the clock.
I love that you did not say it's 8 o'clock.
It's 7:59.
Well, that's just what makes Jaquel, you such a good journalist.
I'm a man of the truth. Yeah. Right?
You're an investigator.
If you give me a minute, then it'll be 8 o'clock. But okay. Right now, it's 7:59.
Okay. Well, there you go, everybody. Now they know exactly what time we're recording this.
All right. Well, we have made it to 5 minutes.
Wow.
And now
victory.
Now it's time to get serious.
Yes, it is.
We are talking about serious issue. Last week we were talking about sportsing. We had a lot of fun with that. But This week we're going to talk about a more serious issue. And you know what, Jaquel?
What?
I'm even going to take off my glasses.
Wow.
Now, just a minute. Don't think I'm Superman once I take off my glasses. Nope, it's still me, Clark Kent.
Okay.
Just without glasses.
All right.
Listen, people, there's an issue.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how could people look at Clark Kent and not realize he's Superman?
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
That is crazy stuff. Anyway, sorry. Oh, distracted.
Get focused.
So we're talking about a serious issue today, and it is insecurity.
Yes, which is also a very relevant topic to all people, but especially young people. And, yeah.
I used to have insecurity problems.
I know. Well, I was... Okay, so here was my thing. I was about to say, it is a relevant issue to like, everybody. But I know that you right now are not someone that deals specifically with much insecurity.
Not really much
So
anymore.
I couldn't say it.
I used to. When I was a kid, man, I had a lot of insecurity issues when I was a kid. I was not what you would say a popular kid.
Yeah.
I was not one of the cool kids.
I'm sorry.
Really, don't be.
Okay.
I'm a better man for it.
Good.
But I wasn't one of them popular kids. And so, yeah, I dealt with a lot of insecurity. So I don't really anymore.
I still do.
I'm pretty comfortable in my own skin, but you do. And a lot of young people do. And so it's a good issue to talk about.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to talk about what it is, what's wrong with it. And then we hope that this will also be a practical resource to help you fight and push back against insecurity.
Yeah, we don't want you to be insecure.
No, we really don't.
It's bad. Yeah. Remember sports?
Yeah.
Sports good. Insecurity bad. Yeah.
That's right. But first, maybe let's talk about like what is insecurity? So this is a word that especially in conversations to teens and young people, like we hear a lot, but what actually is it? So since you're not going to answer because you're too busy fiddling with your glasses, I'll answer. That's all right.
The screw is sticking out and I'm trying to fix it.
That's definitely the most important thing going on right now. So
I'll leave
glasses.
I'll leave that for later.
Okay. Well, I'm still here. So I am going to say what insecurity is. Okay. Insecurity is a feeling of inferiority and shame, which is usually rooted in comparison.
Okay. Let me jump right in.
Please do.
You're going to wish I was... fixing the glasses.
Okay, so. No, that's all right.
It's a feeling, but it's based on a thinking.
Yes.
It's based on a thought.
Yes, this is true.
So it's your thinking that leads to the feeling.
Yes.
But the insecurity is definitely a feeling.
Yeah.
So the source of our insecurity is our thinking.
Yes.
Right? We need to deal with our thinking, but it's what we're thinking about that is the problem. So what are some of the things that we think about that lead to feelings of security, Jaquel?
Our bodies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also like with girls, and I guess guys too, like not just our bodies, but our looks, our appearances.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, guys are just as bad sometimes. They want to seem all ripped and all that sort of thing. They want to have their six pack and whatever else. So, I think it's just as much of an issue for guys.
Also, intellect, how much you know, grades.
Because I know a lot. So you must be really insecure while we're recording because you're sitting across the table from a guy who knows a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we're just teasing.
Social abilities. And by that, I mean...
That sounds weird. Social abilities.
I know. I was trying to think of a better way to put it. But basically, how you interact in social settings.
So maybe social skills.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us walk into a room and just enter into a conversation. Other people, it causes a lot of stress for them.
Yeah. And
they're very insecure about how they interact socially.
Mm-hmm, and they see other people who are just handling it so well and seem like so capable of doing that. And it makes them feel really insecure compared to them.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I've seen that many times.
Yeah. Also, family.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, right? See, now I'm insecure because of you, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, so it's me that caused you insecurity.
Yeah, exactly.
But parse that one out a bit for me again. Like, Well, we talked about that a touch before, but I don't really know.
Yeah. So if insecurity is like feelings of shame or inferiority based on comparison, I'm thinking if you are looking at another family and you are thinking that there are things about them.
Oh,
that,
like they're the perfect family.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like they don't have the same issues that my family has.
Or then, like people who see us and they're like, man, Jaquel's got such a cool dad. How come my dad can't be so cool?
Exactly. Or how Sean got such an amazing daughter.
I'm sure that's it.
That's exactly
it. No, but that's a good one.
Yeah. And to them, that just makes them feel insecure about their family.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because, the whole issue with comparison, I think young people oftentimes compare other people's families to their families.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can cause a lot of insecurity. I know a big one, and this is one that causes insecurity for, I mean, insecurity is something that people of all ages deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at certain ages, you deal with insecurity over different things.
Yeah.
And I know for a lot of older people, I'm just talking adults. I'm not talking like senior citizens.
But no, for people all the senior citizens listening
that
right
aren't
now.
Teens, the money can cause a real issue with insecurity. Like, you know, we feel like we don't have enough money, or we don't have as much money as somebody else,
right?
Or we don't have as much money as we think that we should have. So that can cause a lot of insecurity, or even just the lifestyle that people live. You know, like you hear the whole thing of comparing yourself to the Joneses. You drive up in your driveway, and your neighbor has a better car than you have, or has a new boat, or his house is a better house, or whatever.
Yeah. So even though money may not be as big for young people, I think lifestyle is really big because especially with social media, like we see what our friends are doing, the vacations that our friends are going on, even going over to our friends' houses. I think that there can be some serious insecurity there.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about insecurity being connected to comparison, I think that in this day and age, insecurity could almost be more of a problem when we consider social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's true.
It used to be that you had to go out and be with people to compare yourself to people.
Yeah.
But now you don't have to be best friends with somebody. You just need to be Facebook friends with them, and you can find everything out about them. And furthermore, everything that you're finding out about them is what they want you to know about them.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get to see any of the bad stuff. You don't get to see any of the times where they're struggling with money. You just get to see when they have a windfall of money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see when they don't have a vacation for 10 years. You just see when they have that one vacation. And who knows, maybe somebody else paid for that vacation. They want it or something.
Yeah.
So with this whole issue of social media, man, insecurity, I'm having some serious sympathy, not empathy.
Yeah.
Sympathy. Empathy is when you're actually going through it. But sympathy, I have sympathy for young people on social media and the issue of insecurity, because that's something I hadn't really thought about when I consider the comparison and how that must really mess with your head when you're sitting there scrolling on Facebook. So you don't want to, if you don't want to be insecure, you better watch your social media intake.
Yeah. Well, basically, social media gives us 24/7 access to an edited, curated, like airbrushed version of everybody's lives.
It's not real life.
No, exactly.
It's like today, I have to tell you this, Jaquel, you'll be very proud of me. Today on Instagram was the first time I did one of those filters.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even get those filters, but there was that picture of you with the library books.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just thought, well, I'm going to try a filter. I still don't get that. But the point is that what you see on social media is not necessarily what is.
Yep.
It's people presenting things in the way they want them to be presented. So with insecurity being connected in most cases to comparison, you really got to be careful about that. But insecurity is usually connected to comparison, but not necessarily. Mm-hmm. There are other reasons why you could struggle with insecurity, in particular if you've faced someone who's in authority over you that's been very oppressive,
mm-hmm.
very belittling, very discouraging, and always coming down on you. Could even be a parent, could be a teacher, could even be that you faced bullying.
Yeah.
Young
person.
Yeah. And I mean, that can happen online as well. And so it's not necessary, or it's not necessarily to do with comparison. Usually it is.
Yeah.
It's because we're comparing ourselves to others. But sometimes it could just be because of someone else who's causing you to feel that way. But let's talk about why insecurity is bad. I mean, kind of obvious why it's bad, but let's get to some, what do you think, Jaquel?
Yeah, well, I think something that you hit on is that most of the times, or often, because our insecurity is rooted in comparison, insecurity is a sin. It is an unhealthy self-focus.
Okay. So is it always wrong to compare yourself to somebody else?
No.
Okay. So when does it become wrong?
Well, I think it comes to this line of unhealthy self-focus. Like when it comes to you looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And being dissatisfied with either you or your circumstances that God has given you.
Okay. All right. So it's an unhealthy self-focus.
And discontentment.
And discontentment. So clearly the scripture condemns selfishness, mm-hmm. being self-focused, being self-centered, being self-serving. All of those, of course, are sins.
So ultimately, insecurity is so bad because it is a false view of our identity. So if we are Christians, if we are in Christ, that is our identity. And insecurity warps that by shifting our focus from our identity being in Christ to our identity being in our bodies or our family or school or these things that we're insecure about.
Okay, so clearly insecurity is bad. We know what it is. How do you fight against insecurity? What can you do? I would think that insecurity's got to be a very debilitating mm-hmm. feeling. Like, yep. I can imagine that there could be people listening. I'd be surprised if there weren't people listening right now that are going, yes, of course, I know it's a problem. I don't want to struggle with insecurity. What can I do?
Yeah.
So what do we do to fight against insecurity, Jaco?
Well, I think there are a couple practical things we can do. And the very first thing that I think is to get into God's word as much as you possibly can.
Yeah. Now, why is that? I mean, there's probably 1,000 answers we could give mm-hmm. give to that. But why are some of the reasons do you think that it's important to get into the word specifically to combat insecurity?
Well, the primary one to me is that we read God's word to know who God is first and foremost. And then by that, we're able to have a right understanding of ourselves. And insecurity is all about having a wrong view of ourselves, a false identity, a false understanding of who we are. And by knowing who God is through his word, we are able to get a more secure, proper view of who we are in Christ.
Yeah, well, because we were created in the image of God.
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of needing to be in the word to be always focusing on the gospel.
Yep.
To be focusing on redemption, because it's only through the gospel that we can understand our value to God.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Paul says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God?" And then he says, "You are not your own, for you were bought with a price." So he's talking about there about the price that was paid for us. Christ gave his life mm-hmm. for us. He sacrificed himself for us. Like, what more does he have to do to demonstrate the value that we have?
Yeah.
So focusing on redemption and the price that was paid for us, focusing on the cross, that helps us see what our value is, that we're accepted through the shed blood and the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And just shifting our focus away from ourselves to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
By reading his word.
Absolutely. Because as we said earlier, the problem with insecurity is it's rooted in a sinful self-focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another way to fight insecurity, just practically, is to surround yourself with the right kind of people.
Yeah. Now, there's a few ways we could look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, first of all, you need to surround yourself with people that accept you for who you are.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't have to put on a false
facade.
Yeah, a facade.
Yeah.
You don't have to pretend to be somebody you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So hang around with people that will accept you for who you are. Hang around with people that will encourage you, not people that will discourage you.
Yeah.
Hang around with people that will be real with you.
Yep.
You know, we don't want people that are going to stroke our egos unnecessarily. And ultimately, I would say, hang around with people who will point you to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we want. We want people getting you into the word and pointing you to Christ and just seeing you for who you are. So I think that's a really important one. Surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah. And Proverbs 13:20 walk with the wise and you will become wise. But the companion of fools suffers harm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So surround yourself with the right people. Also, something we mentioned earlier, but I'm going to say it again because this is so important. And that's that you have to fight against comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think that's going to require you to limit your social media use. I'm not saying, you know, you're going to have to decide for yourself how much that means.
Mm-hmm.
So one person could go on social media for 5 minutes and not be able to fight comparison. And in that case, they need to not be on social media at all.
Yeah,
but other people could be on social media for half an hour in a day and not have a problem with comparison. I think it'd be difficult, but nonetheless, you are going to have to fight against comparing yourself because that's just kind of a natural thing for us is to compare ourselves to other people. And again, as we said earlier, it's not necessarily always sin.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be very careful. You need to fight against comparing yourself with others.
Yeah, and just be tuned in to how social media can trigger your comparison.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that and monitor your time on social media because of that.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting, too, is one other thing I want to mention is that you want to fight comparison. So you want to be careful about how much you're looking to others.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to others, one way that you can fight against insecurity and fight against a sinful self-focus is to focus on others.
Yes.
But not focus on comparing yourself to others. Focus on serving others.
Yeah, exactly. If insecurity is a problem with unhealthy self-focus, then a way to fight against it is by shifting that to a proper others focus.
Yeah, and of course, in Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, he says in Philippians 2, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let
mm-hmm.
each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And then, of course, it talks about having this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. And then it goes on to point to Jesus as the perfect example
mm-hmm.
of humility. So yeah, focus on others, seek to serve others, and that will guard you against comparing yourself with them.
Yeah, and even, I mean, we've talked about before that if you are struggling with depression or seeking joy, that reaching out to others and encouraging others, being kind to them, that is a way to help. It's the exact same for insecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. But ultimately, the most important thing, and this was mentioned earlier on, but this is where I think we want to wrap this discussion up. And it's when it comes to insecurity, the most important thing for you to do to fight it is to focus on your identity in Christ.
Yep.
Because when you are insecure, it's because you've lost sight of your insecurity. Or sorry, you've lost sight of your identity in Christ.
Yep.
Insecurity ultimately comes from losing sight of your identity in Christ. Because if you see your identity in Christ, then you won't have insecurity.
Yeah, exactly. If we really realize that we are accepted by God, that we are valued by God, then what do we have to be insecure about?
If the God of the universe has accepted you,
yeah,
and the only way that the God of the universe will accept you is if you are in union with Christ,
mm-hmm.
then if the God of the universe has accepted you, like you say, what are we doing? How can we feel insecure?
Yeah.
Well, we can feel insecure because we're not thinking about our identity in
right.
Christ. And so I want to close this discussion with Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. You no longer live, as Paul says to the church in Galatia, but Christ lives in you.
Mm-hmm.
So focus on your identity in Christ and watch your insecurity become minimized and hopefully disappear.
This is true. And I have no snappy transition to
Good.
Make, but I am just going to say the words anyways. We would always love if you would hop over to iTunes and leave us a kind 5-star review, and that will make us feel less insecure. Or you could visit us.
Yeah, if you want to help our insecurity,
yeah.
leave us an honest 5-star review.
Or if you want to head over to social media and not compare yourselves to us, you can visit Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or our website, ageofminority.com.
All right, Jaquel, until next week.
This has been Age of Minority.